You are listening to Bravo Breakdown, a VIC radio production.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Bravo Breakdown. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And this week we are recapping episode 11 of Summer House.
Yep, the second to last.
The second to last episode. How sad. How sad. We might have to recap a different show.
Yeah.
Before finals.
Yeah.
That's so weird because we've just been doing Summer House even this entire time.
Because then finals will be soon after it's over. I don't even know if there's like, we could do like one.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be one.
Like a mixture of like whatever we watch.
Yeah, newsflash, we're not recording during finals because I think that would make both of us cry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's get into the episode. So we start off with the pool party from last episode continuing. And this seems like the longest day ever. It just never ended.
Yeah.
Nothing really eventful happened except Lindsay and Stravi got back together drunkenly.
Shocker.
Which seems shocker. Seems like a great idea. No. Stupid. But hey, to each their own. Right. But one thing we did say is there is a shot of Sierra's room. And I've been wanting to bring this up the entire like podcast season. Her room is so gross. I don't think I've seen a messier room. She just has clothes on her bed and then she falls asleep like underneath the clothes.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I've definitely seen messier rooms, but it's, I don't think we're getting the full shot of her room because whenever her, the camera that's in her room is only from like a corner. There's no other ones. And the where it's placed, you don't get like a full view of it. But even from what we see, it's messy. Yeah. And she always goes in and it's like, I don't know where this pair of pants is. It's like, girl, if you just cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
I couldn't, my anxiety would be like through the roof. Like to go to bed with like clothes on top of your bed or like.
At least move it to the floor.
Or like fold it and put on a chair.
Yeah, that's insane. That's just something that I wanted to cover and had been wanting to cover every time they show her room. Because, like, it's just so bad. It's the next day, and the group is preparing for Derby Day. Sierra mentions during the day how she wants to go back to nursing, and she misses it. She wants to go back to Atlanta because at the current moment in the show, Atlanta was very low on nurses, so she wanted to go back, she wanted to help out, and she's now saying that she's just kind of bored sitting around. As much as she loves it, she just loves being in the hospital and being a nurse and helping out, which I commend her on for wanting to go back during COVID. That's
right.
Very brave of her. And Lindsay and Danielle have a conversation about their relationships, and Lindsay expresses to Danielle that Stravi's stepping up. She thinks it's different this time and they're just acting very different. And Danielle expresses her concerns and it's like, you have to remember that this is just like the second day. She's like, I still have my reserves. And she's like, it's not high right now. I hope he is different. But Danielle said to Lindsay, I still don't think he is your guy. But Lindsay won't hear it. She thinks differently because her head's in the clouds right now. And Danielle then talks about her and Robert saying how she wants to take things slow with him. And they haven't had the conversation of whether they're going to be boyfriend or girlfriend or not. But I hope that they do figure something out because they're so normal and just like cute together.
Yeah.
And it just seems that they really like each other.
Yeah. Spoiler. I think they're together to this day. From what I see on social media.
Ooh, nice.
Because they filmed the reunion last night.
Oh, right.
Obviously, they get together as a group once, I mean, at least now, once everything's opening up and stuff. But, like, they have, like, dinners together and whatever. But I'm pretty sure Robert was, like, tagged in, like, a video I remember they like showed like food or whatever, like the dinner table, and they tagged everyone. I'm pretty sure Robert was included.
Oh, that's good. That makes me happy. Because they like just seeing them on the show together, they're just so cute.
Yeah. They seem like a good pair.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, Lindsay and Stravi present day are not together. So who could have called that one?
Me.
I think everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait for next episode because the teaser was like, I think it was Danielle and Lindsay were talking, and Lindsay asked Danielle, like, what, am I the problem in my relationships? And Danielle was like, yeah. At least that's how they edited it. It could have been a conversation, but which is so true. If you look back on all of her relationships, what was the guy name from like season one?
Oh, heck if I know. I have no idea.
But their relationship was much worse than Stravi.
Yeah.
Because they were both kind of crazy. Everett.
Okay. I don't remember him. But
really tall.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Sort of long hair sometimes. Kind of pronounced nose.
Nice. But in the teaser, you can see that Lindsay and Stravi are already fighting.
Yeah.
And the days are so short, like, and close together, that it's probably, like, 2 days after the episode that we just watched. So.
Right.
It's just, like, they can't even go a week with being happy.
Yeah, in this episode, she was measuring her ring size.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So that's the morning. And then comes Derby Day, where they're all watching the Kentucky Derby and they're betting on the horses and stuff.
Just gonna add, I don't condone Kentucky Derby and or any. It's basically animal abuse.
You think?
100%. Because, like, I grew up watching the Kentucky Derby. Not, like, we would have, like, a whole family, like, dinner and everything. But when it was on, like, you would just put it on, kind of like golf in my family. You just put it on and watch it. But when I realized, like, they train those horses so harshly that I just think they should just live their life, you know? They shouldn't have to train like that.
True.
It's like... I'm pretty sure they get years off of their life because of that training.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So,
interesting choice by Bravo, but, you know, teach their own.
In the Derby Day, everyone kind of comments on how Dez isn't really interacting with anyone but Hannah. And this becomes like a theme for the rest of the episode. Just quickly, I get it. Hannah and Dez haven't ever seen each other. This is the first time they're seeing each other in person, so you want to spend time with that person. Like, I get it, but I also think there has to be like a balance of getting to know people in the house and then also hanging out with Hannah. Like, that time that they had when they didn't go on the boat, I think that was a great time for him and Hannah to get to know each other. But then when everyone came back to the house, since you had such a long time together, that's when you sort of start interacting with the group, and he didn't really do that, and people just think it's weird because Robert is here pursuing Danielle, but he's also getting to know people in the group. But I also just think it's just different mindsets, different personalities. Like, that's just not who Dez is. So whatever, but that becomes a later issue. Oh, one thing that they did say in Derby Day is that Dez and Hannah had a conversation about engagement rings before they spent any time in person together.
Well, no, they've been in person before. They went on like a coffee date or something, or like a few dates. But like, yeah, not like they've been dating for like a few months and seeing each other religiously in person. Yeah. So it's still weird.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot. I was like,
yeah. I mean, it's not shocking to me. I feel like Hannah moves fast with their relationships, which like some people do. Dez is already an older person. So like, and they're very passionate. So I guess some people are like, why not wait?
True. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's still weird.
Yeah. So the group had like a bet. Whoever won the derby would win $400 from the group. And whoever the two people were that came in last place would have to dress up in these horse suits and like run laps.
Gallop.
Gallop around the yard and have like a race. So Sierra won the derby. She won the $400. And Amanda and Lindsay came in last and had to run in the horse costumes. And they had to choose like their jockeys. So Amanda chose Paige as her jockey and Lindsay chose Sierra as her jockey. And they went outside and they galloped around the house. Although when Amanda won, but then Lindsay got all butthurt about it because apparently Amanda cheated by not galloping the whole time and she was running.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a stupid bet. Who cares?
Yeah, thank God they didn't, like, the cameras didn't run with that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never liked Lindsay from day one. I just think she's just, like, she's 30-something but acts like she's, like, 15.
That, to me, is just something that, like, shouldn't annoy you. Nothing came from a person winning that. Who cares if Amanda ran instead of galloped? Like, did you win something? No. Like, it was just a dumb thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Then it's the next day, and we see a conversation between Paige and Perry. Also, when he picked up the phone, he was a little sassy. He like picked up the phone and was like, who doesn't care about me, you. And I was like, okay, chill.
Yeah, I mean, to his defense, I don't know anything about Perry. I don't know if he has to move to Miami for a job or something, but he said to Paige, like, showing her apartments or whatever, like, do you like any of them? And Paige was like, oh yeah, no. And Paige was like, but he'll take me to Miami for 6 months, but won't come to the Hamptons for one night or like one dinner, like not even a night. So that's gonna end soon.
Yeah, the cracks are showing. It's weird. You'll take your girlfriend to Miami for 6 months, but you can't come for one night in the summer to hang out with her and her friends. Like, that's just weird. In that day, Lindsay and Luke have a conversation, and this is where the whole ring size come in, because Luke has like a jewelry business, and so obviously he has these little ring things that measure your ring size. And Lindsay went to him to ask for a ring size because apparently Steven wants to marry her, wants to have her kids, like wants to know Lindsay's ring size. And Lindsay tells Luke this, and Luke is concerned on how fast Lindsay and Stravi are going after a week ago she was done with him. And he, like Danielle, tells her maybe you should slow down, but again, she won't listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just being a good friend. She was like, just measure my ring size. And I guess to shut her up, he measured her ring size and was like, okay, I guess you're a 5. And he's like, okay, cool, I'll go tell Stravi. And he's like, okay. I'm like, she's psycho.
Yeah, I think she just has like the timeline on her mind and that's it. And like, Steven is changing a slight bit, so she's just gonna take it and run with it. When in reality, I don't even think it's just Steven needs to change. I just think they aren't for each other.
Yeah, they aren't compatible.
Yeah.
I get trying to be a better person for your partner, like trying to be a better person for them. But if you have to change like basically everything about yourself and how you act, you shouldn't be with that person. Because that's just not a good relationship to be in. You know? Then it's beach day. And again, Hannah and Dez kind of like go off on their own, and everyone says again how they wish they would hang out with the group more, like Robert and Stravi are. Paige says that if Luke wanted to date Hannah at the beginning of the summer, that there would be no Dez. And Hannah is like trying to shove it in Luke's face, like, I'm with someone, like, you're not, type of thing, which I agree with.
I don't necessarily agree with what Paige says. If Luke wanted Hannah to be in the summer, there would be no Dez. I don't think Luke and Hannah would ever end up together.
I think she just meant if it was exactly like last summer, Dez wouldn't be at the house.
Yeah, but also I don't think the girls would let Hannah get to that point of reliving that summer again. So I think they would be like, you guys need to just stop. And then maybe she would be texting Dez, because she has been. But yeah, Hannah's definitely trying to put it in Luke's face, which is like kind of funny, honestly. Which, like, is it bad that I, like, stan that she's doing that? It's rude, but Luke is also extremely rude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. I get why she wants to do it. Go you. I just wish the cameras didn't show it 24/7, because I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
We even said, seriously, okay, we get it. Let's look at something else. Like, I don't need to see this. I get it if, like, she's trying to shove it in Luke's face, but I don't need it shoved it in my face. Dez goes home because he doesn't want to overstay his welcome. He had a nice weekend with Hannah, and now he's going to go back to the city. And they're leaving soon anyway, so she'll be back with Dez soon enough. Danielle then has a talk with Stravi and says she still has her reservations about him and Lindsay, but if they are happy, she is happy, which I think is a good stance a friend should take, that, like, if your friend's happy, you should be happy, but also, like, you're not, you may be totally back in her arms, but you're not totally back in my arms. Like, I'm still gonna watch out for you because she's my friend and I don't want her getting hurt.
Yeah.
Which, go Danielle.
Yeah.
Stan her.
Yeah, I think Danielle's one of the smartest ones there, relationship-wise. And, honestly.
100%.
Non-relationship-wise.
Yeah.
Of course, Luke and Hannah chat. Of course, Luke was waiting for Dez to leave. And Luke just explained himself that Dez didn't impress him. And because, like, he didn't hang out with anyone, really, with the house. And that Luke was saying that if I was in a relationship with someone and I brought them in, I would expect them to try to, like, immerse and meet with my friends, which Dez didn't do, and Hannah didn't let Dez do that, really.
Yeah.
Which I get, I understand, but I also get Hannah was saying that, oh, you're kind of like my ex-boyfriend, ex-fling. It would be weird too, which I get that, but I think Luke was saying more of, like, the house as a whole, not just him.
Yeah. I don't think Luke, like, ever expected him to be best friends with Dez and for Dez to, like, want to hang out with Luke because there was history with Hannah. But I think, just, like, looking for an outside perspective, why didn't he hang out with Carl more? Why didn't he hang out with the girls more? Like, why was it always just, like, him and Hannah, and then sometimes another person would be there? I think that's what he was just saying. But again, I don't think Hannah took it that way. Hannah was like, oh, did you expect him to be your best friend and stuff like that? Which I kind of see both sides. I see why Hannah and Dez wanted time alone, but I also see how it's weird that they didn't, like, interact with the group more. It's kind of like this whole trying to find a balance between friends and relationship thing. Then they go back to the house and they're just kind of hanging out in the yard. And Hannah tells all the girls what Luke said about Dez. And surprisingly, all the girls, especially Amanda, agree with Luke on a certain level that, like, Dez didn't really hang out with them and that Hannah should acknowledge that. They understand why Hannah and Dez want to hang out together, but also maybe he could have hung out just a little bit more, because even Lindsay said in the confessional, like, oh, he's already leaving. I've feel like I talked to him for like 5 minutes.
The fact that Lindsay said that is a lot. Then Hannah gets immediately defensive and just weirdly and randomly brings up that she told Dez about what Kyle said to her, like the past fights in the beginning of the season. But obviously she only did that to bounce back at Amanda because Amanda was like bringing up Dez, her boyfriend or whatever. And she was like, don't bring up Dez. But Amanda was like, it's not even directed at Dez. She's just saying that you both should have made more of an effort to get to know like your friends and people you're living with and stuff. And that wasn't there. Hannah immediately just got defensive again.
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda and Hannah get into an argument. And then, yeah, Hannah brings up Kyle. And Amanda's like, why do you always feel the need to just, like, bring up Kyle? Which is, like, true. Whenever her and Amanda get into a fight, Hannah just feels the need to, like, take a jab at the relationship. And she's like, why do you go there? Why do you always have to go there? There's no need for it. And I forget how the fight ended. Did someone storm away?
Yeah, I think Hannah just walks away.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I think she gets up and walks, from what I remember.
Yeah. In Hannah's defense, everyone was kind of siding with Amanda and, like, not attacking her, but just saying, like, but hey,
Yeah, it was conversational. Yeah. And then Hannah just took it and got defensive.
Yeah, but also, like, Hannah, when you have that many people, like, telling you the same thing and not just agreeing with you and being your yes man, it's very easy for her to get defensive. And Paige was trying to calm her down. She was like, don't get defensive. Like, we're not going after your relationship or Dez. We're just, like, bringing something to your attention. So next time, maybe you can make more of a conscious effort.
Yeah. And if anything, they're doing it because they care about the relationship and they actually like Dez. They wouldn't be bringing this up if they didn't like the relationship or Dez. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think Amanda would have cared as much if her and Luke were in a relationship and Luke didn't really hang out with the group. I think Amanda would have been like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hannah gets up, walks away, and the fight ends, the episode ends, and we have a lot to look forward to in the season finale. Lots of drama between Strawby and Lindsay and
Kyle and Amanda. I don't know if it's like a fake ceremony because they realize it's the end of the summer and they don't know what's going to happen. So they kind of just do something with their friends, or if it's real and they actually elope. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they have some sort of ceremony.
Yeah, they have some sort of cute little wedding ceremony, which excited for because I love Amanda and Kyle. But yeah, there's drama in that because apparently Amanda asked Paige to be her real bridesmaid and not Hannah. But again, I can see where Amanda's coming from. Like, she's marrying Kyle, and then Hannah and Kyle just have always never gotten along. So why would Amanda want someone who doesn't like her husband to be in her wedding ceremony? That's just,
yeah.
And I see where Amanda's coming from with
that. Yeah, you only choose people who are like set to. And
yes.
Paige and Amanda have always been closer.
Yeah. Especially in like season 4, when they two would just like stay and hang out and everyone else would go out. Like, they definitely like just got close. One thing I feel like we should mention just overall in the episode is how ruthless Luke was in the confessionals.
Oh, yeah.
He was just he was taking jab after jab after jab every time, like, a thing with Dez come up. And I was just like, his jealous side just really came out in the confessionals. I was like, all right, bro, like, chill.
Yeah, he said he thinks Dez is using Hannah because he's a washed-up comedian. And then he said something about his age. Oh, yeah, he can't handle these late nights, like, of drinking.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, relax. That's all we have for you today. Next week is the season finale. So sad, but it's going to be such a good episode. We're going to have the best recap.
Hopefully. It may be our last one of the season.
Oops. Oh my goodness. So this might be our second to last
Yeah.
Episode of the semester. Sad face. Well, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at bravo.breakdown and DM us, reach out to us, let us know what you think. What are your excitements, predictions for the season finale? I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie, and this is Bravo Breakdown.